Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Yo, yeah. Yo, yo. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3.
Sal, put those beautiful gums to work.
Beautiful gums.
Gummy Sal.
Gum it up.
I still got teeth at the ends.
Gum on it.
I got teeth at the ends of these gums.
Ride it, my pony.
You know we haven't done it.
My saddle, waiting.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
Coming.
We haven't introed ourselves. We got to intro ourselves.
We haven't done that. I'm glad you remember that.
So you're here with Sal DiStefano.
Hey.
Also known as Kermit the Frog.
And Gummy Sal.
Wow.
Adam Schaefer, he's the celebrity. He's the one that whips his cock out on demand. I don't know. That's all I
have. And Justin Andrews.
You guys have to come up.
Justin, when you sing, sometimes I notice you invoke a little bit of, who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam?
Eddie Vedder, bro.
Yeah, you do a little bit of that. You do that thing with your voice.
You know what I got one time? Which
herpes?
Yeah, definitely herpes and scabies. Somebody told me it was like a mix between Hetfield and Vedder. So we just called it Vedderfield.
Vedderfield.
Yeah, I'm rocking the Vedderfield.
Because you do it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
It seems a little Creed-like to me.
Oh, shit.
Little Scott Stapp.
It could be Creedish.
Like, I'm going to get in the pose. I'm going to cross. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just thrusting his crotch
putting
into
marbles in my mouth. Because I want to be Eddie Vedder.
You know what? Someone actually turned me on the other day. You guys remember we talked about one time how you guys don't listen to country. And I said, I listen to any music that's good or whatever. You know, what's his name? Aaron. He used to be the lead singer for Stained.
Oh, he's great.
Have you heard his country?
No.
He's pure country now.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably a good transition, actually.
Well, that's how he originally started as a country singer. Uh-oh. And he was told that if he was going to make it big or this or that he was better off that he went into this.
I know that people always tell me, you got to go to a country concert. So many hot chicks. Dude, that's it. I've ever known about country.
I have a confession to make, okay? Mm-mm. That guy you mentioned, what's his name again? Aaron?
Yeah, I forget his last name.
Something or other.
You go gay for him?
Yeah, probably. do I want to admit this? Yeah. So when I broke up with my girlfriend, like when I was in college and I was like super depressed, right? And it was like the most cold winter ever in like history of Chicago. I don't know if that's accurate.
Did she break up with you or did you break up with her?
She totally broke up with me, but like it was because I hinted at it before I left and I went there and then like... I remember that song came on. It was the super, I'm on the outside.
Oh.
I was like, no.
No, you didn't.
In the shower. I punched myself in the face and got over it.
Wait a minute. You cried in the shower?
I totally did.
You know what? See, Sal's been married since fucking he was born,
bro,
so he didn't go through.
Like,
I went through that, bro. At one point, I remember
I was like 20 something.
A girl. I was a little bit younger. I was more like 16, but a girl broke my heart when I was about that age, and I do remember like locking myself in my room for like 2 days straight. Like my mom's like banging the door. Are you okay in there? And I'm like headphones on, staring at the ceiling, like listening to all those sad, depressing songs. Like as you're crying, I'm fine, Mom. I'll be out there for dinner.
Bro, I cried this weekend.
You get that point where it's ridiculous, yeah. Like you're a little kid.
I'm fine,
like,
Mom.
it's just something about I cried this weekend.
I'm good.
You did not.
I swear to God, I cried this weekend.
Over what?
Really?
Let me tell you what happened. So, family. It's family.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, it's
family
you
movie
transitioned
night.
To veganism.
No. My nipples are sore. It was family movie night. So we're sitting there, I'm with the kids, and I'm like, I'm gonna find a good movie that that we can all watch. And we've seen everything on fucking Netflix and I can't find anything. So I'm like, oh, there was this book I loved when I was a kid. Bridge to Terabithia. Anybody read that one?
Oh, yeah. That's a great book.
Great book when I was a kid. I loved it, but I read it like once or twice. I didn't remember the whole thing. I just remembered that I loved it.
Uh-huh.
So I went on, I searched, and there's a movie they made about it in 2007.
I didn't see it. Was it any good?
So I put the movie on, right? And it's a fucking great movie. And I'm a spoiler alert. If you want to watch that movie, you might want to fast forward.
Okay.
But this kid, he's kind of poor, gets picked on at school. New girl comes to school. She gets picked on. They become best friends. They're neighbors. They have woods behind their house. They go and play in the woods. And there's this creek that they swing across this rope to get across. And on the other side, they invented this place called Terabithia. And it's just their imagination. And there's kids. They become best friends. And it's super cute. And my kids are watching it. And they're loving it. They're like, oh, Papa, this is such a good movie. And everybody's in a good mood. And then it gets to the part where I remembered what happened.
Yes.
And I was like, too late. We're getting there. And I'm like, I look at my wife. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Here it comes.
And my wife's like, what? And I'm like, I think I remember what happens now.
Oh, my God.
So the boy is supposed to meet up with the girl to go play in Terabithia. It had been raining really hard the day before. But he gets a phone call from his teacher who wants to take him on a kind of a field trip. And he has this big crush on the teacher. So he like leaves his friend, kind of ditches her, and goes hangs out with his teacher that he has a big crush on. Comes back and finds out the fucking girl, the rope broke. She drowned and died.
Yeah, died.
Ruined everything.
Horrible.
So I'm looking at this and I'm like, fuck, right? It's sad. That's not why I cried. I'll tell you why I cried. I look over at my kids, bro, and they're hugging each other. My daughter has her head like in my son's like lap, and he's hugging her and kind of consoling her. And I'm like, I took a picture of them with my phone because I'm like, this is too cute. I took a picture of them.
Man.
And I'm like, did you guys like that movie? And my son's like, no. He's like, it's too sad, Papa. And then my daughter was like, I just want to go to bed. I just fucking
like it's just deflated everything.
I ruined their weekend, dude.
Right, way to go. I did the same thing. I have to admit with you guys know that movie Inside Out.
Yeah.
So
that movie will get you emotional if you have kids, though,
bro. It was crazy. Like it is a really sad movie. Yeah. I mean, it's just like it sets you up like on this like disaster path to like Watertown. You know what I'm saying? And it just kind of keeps building and building. This is the part where she's like, they let the sadness kind of take over. Like she lets, okay, now she's in control. And like I look over at my son and just the waterworks are gone.
He's crying.
And my wife's gone. I'm just like, what's happening? The ship's going down. And it was just like bad.
No, nothing.
Because it just ruined his whole night.
Nothing
the next
is
day.
More sad than Up.
Oh, terrible.
Up is fucking terrible.
Who kills somebody in the very beginning?
Yeah, it is pretty sad.
Dude, they build it up. It's this beautiful couple. And then she fucking
dies. You're just like, thanks a lot, Pixar. Yeah. You know, another one that, you know.
So my wife was all like kind of pissed off at me. She's like,
my girl hates movies like that, dude.
She's like, what are we going to watch next week? Old Yeller?
Disney
like,
wants you one? To know that people die.
Yeah,
apparently.
Is their plan.
Well, see, I like movies that have, I mean, even a sad movie, if it's got a different ending, I hate predictable,
I hate that.
Happy, same old ending. I was like, that ain't life. No. Why are we setting everybody up like that? That ain't life.
Yeah. Yeah,
shit
but
happens.
I don't like movies, though, that when I leave, I just am in a worse mood than I started.
You feel
with.
Like, ugh.
I don't like that.
Well, the worst is when you do what you guys did, which is, I don't know how many times I've done that before where it's like you watched it a long time ago and you're like, man, I remember this is a really good movie.
Yes.
I can't remember how it plays out. Then you're watching, you're going like, oh shit.
Damn.
Now, now I remember what goes on right now.
Old Yeller.
This is where it takes a left.
But when you have kids, it's especially true because you try to remember all the movies when you were a kid, but you can't quite remember them, like Gremlins. Like I put Gremlins on. Now let me ask you this, Adam. When's
Gremlins,
the last time
Gremlins was scary when you were a kid?
Scary as fuck.
Yes,
I don't remember it being scary.
Oh yeah, it was scary when you were a kid.
I remember them being cute and then some of them get ugly and I don't remember them like killing people and like they throw them in a microwave and turn it on and fucking explode them and crazy shit. I put this all on my kids and I'm like,
there's
fucking
these little bastard things.
I had to
around.
Change, dude. That shit was, it's a horror movie. It's not a children's film.
Yeah, no, it's scary when you're a
it's
kid.
It's not for
yeah.
children. God damn.
You might as well put on Chucky.
God,
speaking of
predictable, so I'm watching the fucking news the other day and they're like, oh, Charlie Sheen made a crazy announcement. He's got HIV. Was anybody shocked about
really?
That? Was anybody shocked about Charlie Sheen getting HIV?
No. Well, just saw my post I put on there.
No, right?
Just the fact that, you know, that can still happen, you know, like from partying, like too crazy.
Dude, in this day and age, if you get HIV because you're partying beyond,
you are going hard. You're going in the paint
so hard, bro. Yeah.
Well, I think he admitted too that he had sex with over 100 women while he had it. So
it's a numbers game.
That was after he had it. So what did he do to get it?
Yeah.
I know. I actually remember reading an article in Maxim. We should look this up actually, because I want to say he had said a number like 5,000 women that he had slept with, and this was Maxim like when I was in high school, bro.
Right.
He is, yes. I mean,
he's been on a tear.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, that, dude,
that's a lot.
Now,
yeah, I think Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain, does 10, he not? Because if he doesn't, he's a specimen.
What do you mean? Does he have
if
HIV?
If he doesn't, yeah.
Does he?
I don't think Wilt Chamberlain has it, yeah.
But that dude, man, that guy's got some numbers.
But Chamberlain was doing it back when it wasn't as prevalent, right? Wasn't Chamberlain, when was he at like a basketball star?
I don't know.
Was that the 70s?
Yeah, yeah. He was.
That's when HIV was like still wasn't like it didn't blow up.
Yeah, 80, obviously 80s when Magic got it and stuff like that is probably when it was most prevalent in our society and stuff.
But yeah, there was nothing shocking about Charlie Sheen coming out and, hey, everybody.
To me, it's kind of funny about, like, I know somebody on my social media was like, got kind of sensitive about it at first. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. Somebody like that, you kind of bring that upon yourself, you know? It's not like this guy just accidentally got it. I mean, you're literally...
He's on a rampage.
He's playing craps with his dick, you know, and sooner or later you crap out. You know, it's this, I don't care how hot of a roller you are, like eventually, you know, you hit seven. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. He hit fucking seven, dude. So he had a hot roll, though, for a long time there.
Not the way you want to gamble.
No.
It's definitely not the way you want to play craps.
Where are we going with this today?
I was going to talk about, well, we got a holiday coming up, Thanksgiving.
Oh, we're gonna get festive. One.
Yeah, let's get festive, bro.
You know, because that's how it felt when we started.
It did.
It was like, I mean, listen, this is a holiday.
We're talking about HIV. We'll go right into Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Keep it in the family.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we do things.
Thanksgiving is easily my favorite holiday. Easily my favorite holiday.
It's one of mine.
It's top. Fun.
It's my favorite because it's Christmas minus the retail. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to buy a bunch of shit and go to the mall with all those fucks walking around.
You kind of just hang out and
BS. That's a fair analogy.
You just get the family gets together. You eat a shit ton of food. Some people drink. You have a great time. And then no presents. You don't have to worry about all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then you go play tackle football.
Do you find yourself, Justin, after Christmas, like coming home with a car loaded of shit?
Oh, yeah. It's just that you don't know where to put it. The ass. And there's lots of stuff you got to assemble and, you know.
Oh, my God. It's true.
Damn it.
We're so spoiled.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah. I think.
I know, right? I hate having so much stuff.
Yeah. First world problems.
Yeah. Bunch of assholes. Yeah. How about you mail it to some kids that need it?
I'm like, I'll just put it right in this, like, truck, you know, send it off.
So I do this every year. In fact, last year was the first year I did it.
You stuff the turkey?
No. Every year I actually job. I adopt a family.
Gravy pipe.
You adopt a family?
I do.
They live in your house and shit, or
no?
Oh,
I adopt a family for Christmas. So I don't know.
Oh, like you buy them a dinner or something?
No, dumbass.
Whoa! You don't, come you on, know, dude. He's a nice guy, motherfucker.
Yeah. No. You've never done that before. Like
adopt a family?
Yeah, you get like I adopt a whole family for Christmas. So I actually use, like, a lot of school districts do this. So I use our local school district. I've had a teacher that I've trained years and years ago, and she. I asked her one day. She says, "Actually, my school does this, and I've been doing it with her forever." So every year, I call down there. And they email me a profile, and the profile gives me everything. So it's like their husband and wife. Sometimes it's just an only mother, and then the age of the kids, where they live, their address, with the kids, boy, girl, what they want, what they need. And I get all that. And normally I have to do it. Like normally they don't.
Oh,
I
mean, so it's like you buy them their gifts.
Yeah. They're normally really poor. Like I normally have to get a Christmas tree and lights bring food. And
that's
so
very nice of you.
Yeah. And the whole like month leading up to that, I normally do it right after Thanksgiving. And then the whole month leading up to that, I, you know, shop for them. I get food. I get all those things like that. And I come to it. Probably one of the coolest, most rewarding things. And I started it back when I was a manager at 24 Hour Fitness. And the first time I think I did it with my staff. So it was pretty fucking rad. I got, you know, back then I had like 20 trainers. So I got the whole staff involved in doing it. And I used to have that big lifted Chevy, and I brought over like the whole Chevy was just loaded full of Christmas presents that we had been collecting for a month. And I probably gave these kids, I filled this lady's house up with like Christmas.
Wow,
kids. Yeah, probably one of the, and rolling up there. What's so cool. And this is kind of, this gives you a little piece of like how I grew up and what, why I enjoy this so much. My sibling, my family, I used to do the same thing for my siblings. Now the unfortunate part is I've trained my siblings to expect that as I've gotten older, like that, you know, what's their brother going to buy them? And now they're in their 20s now and grown up adults. So I tell
now
them,
they don't get shit.
Yeah, you don't get shit now. So that's what I said. I'm like, you're a grown up adult now. Like,
hey, you, me this year? We're cool. Yeah, we're good.
But and of course, you know, their list, they would send me my brother and sister, you know, for Christmas, this was when they were younger, send me over like Xbox 360 a computer, laptop, you know, HD camera, like Jesus, you know, like, and what's dope is you get these kids, like you could go to Rite Aid, bro, and get some presents and coloring books. And these kids are like crying and so excited and happy as soon as you roll up with these toys and stuff. It's unreal. For me, it's probably one of my favorite things to do. Maybe we'll do that like a mind pump thing this year.
I would love to do that. Awesome, yeah. So I would love to do that. Mind pump adopts a family.
Yeah. I'll organize it for us. And, you know, maybe if we actually do it right, we can even do it enough in advance that if we had listeners that actually wanted to contribute or do something like that, maybe we can organize something.
But definitely us. We definitely should.
Oh, no. We'll do it on our own. If anybody wants to do anything, that's great. If we have local listeners, maybe they can do something. So nice.
So that's the kind of tradition that you have.
Yeah. It's something that I've been doing for a long time as a single dude, so I enjoy doing it. A lot of times I won't do anything at my own house or anything like that. I do have a habit of buying myself something really nice every year. I've done that for a long time too. But
you can get yourself some shoes.
Nicer than that normally. Shoes are cool, but yeah. I normally kind of spoil myself a little bit on the holidays too. Yeah. But I feel like I justify that because I'm doing something nice for other people too. I think it's fair, right? Yeah.
Karma, karma balance back. Says yes.
Right. Yeah. It would be totally selfish if I just bought myself something, but
and didn't buy everything else.
I think that's how maybe it probably started when I was younger, and I figured that out. I'm like, man, I feel like such an asshole. Yeah. I got a jetpack.
Justin,
what's your
do you have a tradition?
For Thanksgiving?
Or I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, for us, really, I mean, we actually go to cut our tree like on what everybody does for Black Friday. We'll do it then. So that's our big thing.
Dude, I'm going to be up your way, dude. That's our tradition.
Oh, it's great.
On Friday.
Yeah.
We come up to Santa Cruz.
Fuck you that. Do?
Yeah. Oh, it's off.
Fuck that.
Yeah, anyway.
I have a fake tree.
Yeah.
I put that thing on.
Oh, you're so eco-friendly. Look at you.
No. No, it's called.
I have a fake tree.
No, it's called lazy. Yeah. It's called lazy. I don't want to go hide with a chuffing wood tree.
Where do you go?
I go up to this farm. It's like up off of not Bear Creek Road, but like the one around
Black Mountain or Black.
Yeah, something at the very top. It might be the same place.
That's where we go.
Yeah, rad. Yeah, we'll have to see if we can, you know.
Yeah, no. If you're
same going, time, if man.
We normally go the day after Thanksgiving.
I'll bring the cocoa.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
totally.
We do cocoa, and so that's, you know, like a little, take the kids there. There's a swing, nice, and yeah, you know, take the dog, and the dog runs around. And it's always fun. I mean, that was more my wife's tradition with her family and stuff, and I just got adopted into that. But and then we go back and have Irish coffees, and I'm not going to complain about that.
Ooh, what's an Irish coffee?
You don't know what Irish coffee is,
bro? No. It's like all hot whiskey with a splash of coffee, and then whipped cream.
Maybe a dab of Bailey's.
Yeah, that's a little dab Bailey's sometimes. But yeah,
that's one of my favorite drinks.
See, for us, for Christmas, we all drive. We drive around and look at lights in this particular neighborhoods we go to.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
So we do that, and then Thanksgiving, my tradition. I told you guys this. The day after is my post Thanksgiving Guido workout.
Dude, that's what we should do.
And that's where I get all of my
boys. Let's combine all of our things.
Can we go get a Guido workout? I want to cut a tree.
You know, I feel like I'm the asshole over here. It's not.
Are we still? Are we all still invited to the Guido workout? Or is that only?
You guys want to come to the Guido?
We got our wife beaters, dude. Me and Adam already bought them.
There's like seven of us, so it'll be a blast. What can we? Maybe we can work out at your place.
Yeah.
Is anybody gonna be? No one will be there.
Is it cool if I wear a medallion?
Oh, I would love for you to wear a medallion.
I'm on it,
bro. If we're invited to that, I really want to do that,
dude. It's a blast because we do that.
That'd be awesome.
We do a workout. Everybody talks shit. We have a good time, and then afterwards we go eat burgers and.
Do you think we could get? Do you think we can get your spot? It's probably not open on Thanksgiving. Well, it's the day after Thanksgiving. It might be open.
Day after Thanksgiving? No, we could probably do Thanksgiving. Yeah.
No. It's the day after Thanksgiving we do it. We don't work out on Thanksgiving.
We'll probably have to do
it's the post-Thanksgiving Guido workout.
We'll probably have to do it at your place.
All right.
Because you said your place, you have it. Yeah, it's all right if it's a lot of people.
That's fine.
Let's work this out on air.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Keep talking
about it. How do you guys prep or anything for things? Because I gain a good 3-4 pounds on Thanksgiving Day.
I'll fast lead me up to it.
Let's give some advice. Let's give some advice to the listeners and how not to become fat asses on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Or the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. So fasting, that's a good option.
I make my clients and myself, what we will do.
You is, make them?
Yeah, I make them. I say on Wednesday night.
You fucking eat, I'm going to punch you.
Well, no, here's what I look at. This is my thing. I like you guys, I'm a huge advocate. I love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays, and I love all the good food. And I'm, at being a personal trainer and a fitness fanatic like we all are, that day, I'm not counting calories. That day, I'm going to have Irish coffee. That day, yeah. I'm going to have pie. That day, I'm going to stuff my face. Mind you, I'll be mindful about it. I'm not going to go crazy, but also at the same time, too, I don't want to care.
Or I want to play board games.
I want to enjoy my family. So
surprise.
I'll tell. And what Thanksgiving is normally what? Afternoon, right? Most people are making their Thanksgiving dinner anywhere between noon and 4 or 5 o'clock, yeah, is right? Pretty normal, right? So that's perfect for the warrior fast type of mentality. So I cut off.
So you're talking about the day of Thanksgiving,
the day
fast all day.
No, no, no. The day before, you cut off at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m.
And then you don't eat till Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
I might have like a bulletproof coffee first thing in the morning. So I might do that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Well, so I do that, and then this is something new. We talked about the benefit of longer fasts. So because I eat so much food on Thanksgiving, and see, I don't go into it with a plan like Adam does in terms of what to eat. I kind of just go nuts.
Yeah.
And you guys have never witnessed me going nuts when it comes to food. It's actually disgusting. Yeah. It's pretty gross.
He's like a 500-pound man stuffed in a...
It's like I'm a drug addict with food. Because I'll eat and I'll eat and I'll eat and I'll be in pain. I'll sit on the couch and be like, oh, fuck. like in pain, and I'll just get up and eat more food. Oh, I'm going to eat some more of this food.
Yeah.
And then the next day after, we have the post-Thanksgiving Guido workout, excuse me. Then we go get burgers, and then we eat a shit ton of horrible food that day. And then the day after is when I try to clean it up. And what I'm going to do this time is I think Saturday, I'm going to do just a water fast on Saturday. Oh. I'm going to do a longer fast on Saturday.
See, I just try and remain active. Like, that's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
So if I could eat, and I'm kind of with you, like I'll probably end up doing, like Adam said, something similar as far as the pre-fast, but then definitely taking moments where everybody's just going to sit like a slug, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be up doing, you know, moving around, doing some shit, grab the dogs, you know, walk up and down the neighborhood, do stuff like that, just so I'm like... Once I'm like sitting and I probably end up passing out and I'm done. I'm like a piece.
Oh, and then you take that nap at the Thanksgiving nap.
Real similar too. I'll actually do the exact. So why I'm in that fasted state. So basically from, you know, whenever I wake up all the way till about. So our Thanksgiving, I believe, is at 2 o'clock this year. So all the way up until 2 o'clock, it's pretty much everybody kind of drinking and snacking and kind of family hanging out. And I'll do the exact same thing. What I'll do is I'll actually either get on my treadmill or I'll walk the dogs a couple times around the block and just I'll try and get as many steps and calories burned leading up to that. So because like you, once I sit down and decide it's time to eat and get down.
And you know, to be honest, you probably eat less as a result because you're not sitting around the food the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, grazing.
So step one, use fasting. Step two, move around.
Yeah.
What about food choices? Because I've always told clients, go for the...
Protein first.
Yeah, go for the meats.
Right. Eat your turkey
first. Veggies, load as much as you can fit in there and then fit whatever is left.
So get full on turkey and veggies then eat the other stuff.
Honestly, if you actually do those two things we're talking about, leading up to like a fast, moving around like that, and then you eat meat and veg, literally try and get full off of that first. And then honestly, you could go bananas on top of that and you're probably going to be okay.
You'll eat like 2 marshmallows.
Yeah. If you put a pound of turkey down, with a half pound of green beans or whatever your veggie is that you have on your table, I bet you won't even be able to eat that many slices of pie, but go for it. What are
some of the worst foods you could go for?
Dude, don't get me started. So
cheesecake.
Yesterday was my...
What about the eggnog, dude?
Oh, eggnog is the worst thing ever.
Bro, that's like 1,000 calories.
It's amazing how bad that is.
Well, I love it's eggnog. It's impressive. And they actually now have an alternative, which I have in my refrigerator right now, which is almond nog.
Oh, fuck that. Oh.
No, it's bomb, bro. I love
it. No, I can't have dairy anymore,
you can't
bro.
Even have any. So what are you talking about?
You probably have almond milk.
Dude, Moors. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Moors? Moors. Look it up. It has the biggest calorie bomb ever known to man.
What's a moor?
It's just the name of the eggnog.
Oh.
Moors is what it's called.
So eggnog is made with milk, egg, yolk.
But it's fantastic.
What else?
I love eggnog.
Cream, and then they put alcohol sometimes.
Good.
Yeah.
I used to love eggnog.
Bro, I love eggnog.
I'm going to get that almond nog.
Yeah, it's bomb. It's like literally like 110 calories.
So listeners, nothing. I'm going to get that, but we're recommending you don't. You don't drink eggnog.
Yeah.
Stuffing. What about stuffing?
No, no, listen. So yesterday was...
Dude, do the apple cider. You're probably better off with that than eggnog.
Listen, you ever try the apple cider, the Dickens brand? The hot Dickens cider? So good.
Hot Dickens cider. I love that brand. As long as it is accepting.
I've been, you know how long I've been waiting to use that joke on my pump?
Damn it.
The time finally came. Yeah,
I know. I'll just pat myself for the assist.
Come and enjoy Sal's hot Dickens cider.
Hot Dickens cider. Loving it. Cinnamon on it.
We're
on
to something. So yesterday was
yummy cinnamon.
Katrina's family on Sunday. They all got together. This was the big meeting. So they have a big meeting on what we decide who's responsible for what dishes.
Oh, and you guys get crazy with
it. Everyone's responsible for certain dishes, whose house, all that shit happens. We pick names for Christmas. It's a big tradition for them to do this.
Oh, yeah.
I roll in late. I'm watching football. It's Sunday. That's a very important day for betting and watching football for me. So I'm not going to head over there quite yet. Well, I head over there and everyone's giving me shit that... You know, Adam strolls in, whatever, and he's not a part of all this stuff. And I'm like, you guys don't want me to be a part of this anyways because I don't like half the shit that you're all bringing. And everyone's like, what's wrong with it? I'm like, okay, first of all, we do bacon and fucking green beans, which to me is like an oxymoron. I said, then we do a seven layer macaroni and cheese fucking dish, which is literally like 7 pounds of cheese layered with butter. Like you put four cubes of butter on it with the noodles and the cheese. That just screams heart attack.
Just eat the cheese block.
Then we take sweet potatoes, which is one of my favorite things to eat, and we fucking ruin it with maple syrup and marshmallows.
Am I the only one getting a boner?
Dude, this is the stuff that is going to be at the table where I'll be at right now. So I'm like, you know, I'm cool. I'll just have my slices of turkey and some mashed potatoes and stuffing. I like my staples.
Guys, let me explain something to you, okay? Let me tell you something about my culture, okay? My culture, my people, we don't need an excuse to eat a lot. Like, we don't need a holiday. We just need to get together and we're going to eat a shit ton of food. Yeah. Now, what do you think happens at an Italian Thanksgiving? Okay? Think of all the traditions.
7-course meal.
Bro. Think of all the traditional Thanksgiving dishes, all of them, the turkey, the stuffing, the sweet potato, everything, right? That's all there. We do all that, and then on top of it, we throw
olive oil on everything.
We just fucking pour it on. Then on top of it.
With pasta. Everybody has pasta on it.
Dude, then on top of it, we throw our own dishes.
Turkey taco.
We have our own traditional dishes that we put in there. We have pasta al forno. Someone might make lasagna. We got sausages and meatballs. All kinds of additional Italian dishes on top of the Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what, though? I'll give you credit for that because those things I think are good, rich foods. If you're going to get down, the thing I have, like the stuff I was just labeling, like, why? I'm like, let's have bacon. I'm cool with bacon, but bacon with green beans, like, why? Why ruin my green beans?
Yeah.
Or why ruin my bacon?
Yeah.
You know, and if you guys
want to put peanut butter in my chocolate.
When I was growing up, like, my mom would just, you know, try to force me to eat like these vegetables. So she'd pour like a ton of butter on it or try to like put like Velveeta cheese. Like, that made it better?
That's what my mom would put.
Horrible.
We would take the packet sliced cheese.
Like,
what are those
mushy
called?
Mushy and fucking disgusting.
Yes. My mom, we would do like the Kraft American cheese. You pull the plastic off of it and you set
it
over
so
and then
much
you microwave,
better, like
microwave
dente,
over your broccoli.
A little bit crispy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got some, you know,
it's I'm like,
flavor
what?
To it. It takes all the flavor away and just like melts it. The mushy land.
They'll be the cheese.
I'm like, why are
it
we
is awful?
Why are we even eating it like this? Like, if I'll just have some cheese on something else, because or on my baked potato or something. That's pretty good.
100%.
I think it's so.
So
funny.
Those are some good tips that we just gave people.
Well, I love the idea of
information
going to the gym. The other, let's be honest, if you're going to be loading, I mean. A lot of that good use is going to be ready tomorrow, the next morning.
Well, see, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, forget about it. If you don't have access to a gym, whatever. But how awesome is it on the following day that you get your family together and you guys do a hike or something outdoors?
Yes. Yeah,
you know they have, I believe all the national parks are free on Black Friday.
Really?
They just announced it. Yeah, so you could go hiking for free in these beautiful places the day after instead of going shopping like an asshole. And you know what? Hey, go online. Yeah. Buy shit online. Why are people still going to stores?
Yeah,
fuck.
Right. Stop.
I hate that shit.
Cyber
Stop
Monday.
It.
Yeah. What? When did national parks start charging to go into them? They cost
always.
Money.
Yeah, they did
money.
Do that. Yeah,
they
all of them
cost
money.
Yeah.
Lots of
a lot of them Yosemite, charge a fee.
Yosemite does. I don't know any other.
They'll charge you a fee on top of the
fee,
fact
big
that
big basin everywhere around here. Does.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew. I never even paid attention.
So they're free on that day. But I don't know even, what's the nearest national park to us? There's got to be one in Santa Cruz, right?
Well, Big Basin.
Yeah, Big Basin.
Is that the nearest one?
Big Sur?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's...
So that's a nice little thing. Maybe do something the day after.
Yeah.
You know?
People
play football sometimes on Thanksgiving. I've seen that on American TV.
We're playing basketball. So
I used to do that quite a bit, especially with my friends. The best is when it would rain. And
you guys would play football?
Oh, dude. Loved it. Yeah. Little turkey ball.
I played football once.
Yeah, we have a basketball. This year we're going to do basketball. So that's going to be cool.
You are?
Yeah, most all of Katrina's family played ball at one point. So last year I tried to get everybody to do it, and everybody was like, oh, I had my show. And everyone was like, oh, no, you could get hurt, and then your show, and then we're going to feel so bad. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Come on. And they were like, no, no. And Katrina's like, no,
yeah,
no.
Still look pretty.
So this year I'm like, there's no show. There's no reason. I don't care if I get hurt. Let's go play. And I think it's a great idea right after we eat like that to go burn off some stuff. That, I think that's the main thing is that it's like one or the other, right? Either you need to have some sort of self-control and moderation if you're going to sit around and watch football all day long and just talk to your family and drink and eat, you know, like be careful because that could really be compounding really fast. But if you make an effort like possibly to fast before or be active and move before and move after, it really,
you minimize a lot of the damage.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do. And you know, one thing too, and this is anecdotal, but I've had a lot of clients talk about this, and even some people on the forum where they'll have like a, like they go on a vacation and they eat really bad for 3 days, which is fine. You're on vacation, enjoy yourself. Then when you come back, you notice your cravings are much stronger for bad foods.
Yep.
And it's very hard to get back into gear. I've heard from a lot of clients and from a couple of people on the forum that a fast resets you much easier. So you got to have one hardcore day, and then the next day your cravings are gone.
Well, how I explain, you know what that is? That's your leptin being shot up. Because the larger the meals, the more calories you put down, the harder your leptin shoots up. And that feeling that we get is at those elevated levels. If you just can discipline yourself.
Fucking leptin. I hate that son of a bitch.
If you can just discipline yourself the next day, you get actually huge benefits for coming back in control. But it's really hard for people because they still find themselves doing it. Here's another tip that we didn't give. Give all your leftovers to your fat aunt.
Yeah.
Give them all to her.
Yeah. What if the fat aunt is listening? Yeah. Hey, listen, if you're listening right now and all of a sudden everybody gave you the leftovers,
wait a minute. Give it to your skinny uncle. Like you're the fat aunt.
I like the leftovers, dude.
I do too. That can be dangerous though.
Turkey sandwiches.
Just leave it all there. Whenever they give me stuff, I'm like, yeah, great, thanks. I go over to their neighbor and give it to them.
Have you guys ever had the turkey deep fried?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I've never had that.
It'll change your life.
Yeah. It looks fantastic.
It'll change your entire life. First of all, you cook it and it takes 35 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Done. Then you pull it out and
somebody always gets like a third degree burn.
And it's
somewhere.
Fucking delicious and it's juicy and it's amazing.
That's how we used to do it. We used to go to Thanksgiving out on Pismo Beach, and we go ride the quad.
Deep fry it.
Easiest to do it that way. You just bring the deep fryer out there, and then you freaking throw it in that sucker. And
you don't throw it in. You got to ease it in, because you'll start some fire. Yeah,
that's out in the
sand. I saw all the YouTube videos, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
All the warnings.
Yeah.
You got to ease it in, bro.
Yeah, we're not encouraging deep fried turkeys out right now. You can get a good ass turkey just basted in an oven.
You just baste it.
Yeah.
Just baste all over it. So that's good. Let's see who gains the most weight after Thanksgiving. We should do a little weigh-in before and after.
Should we?
Let's make it a contest.
Really?
Yeah.
I could gain.
Do you
want
to do that?
Oh, we want to try. We're going to try and gain?
Bro. You probably might beat us.
It gets heavy.
You got that fat kid inside you.
It does.
You don't, don't throw the gauntlet.
You got a lot, but you have a lot of, you have more storage.
Yeah, I do.
Than I do.
I got a lot.
You have a lot of, in your glutes. There's a lot of glycogen potential in your glutes.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could fuel a lot of power.
I'll fill up. I got a lot of that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well,
I think that pretty much hits all the tips that we can.
Eat a lot of pie
for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'd like to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're very thankful that you're listening to Mind Pump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
I'm very thankful for our listeners.
Yeah. This is the year that we started.
This is a perfect time. You guys should share this with your family while you're sitting around the table. I'm thankful for Mind Pump. If my family's not listening, you guys should be listening too.
We should be the top thing you mentioned in your thankful list.
Show the
kids. You know, when it goes around the table.
Listen, show the kids. Listen. You don't want your kids to be brought up wimps and scared of the world. Have them listen to us talk, say cock and shit like that. It'll toughen them up. You'll raise your kids right.
That's right.
Mind Pump for kids.
Yes.
Trial by fire.
Says the guy who doesn't let his kids listen to his
Mind Pump for kids.
Me either.
Mind Pump for your kids.
Or my family or anybody close to me. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. And don't forget to subscribe to Mind Pump. Leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Happy Turkey Day.
Happy day.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.